Chapter 12.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? In the morning, a bunch of girls are standing on the grass in front of the castle. My princess contestants have arrived. And standing right in the center of them is Tulip. She's wearing a yellow sundress with spiky heels that keep sinking into the ground. I call her over. "Listen, Tulip," I say, my stomach flip-flopping. "I know you're a real princess, and maybe it's only fair that you be crowned Princess of Bog. I think you're supposed to be the princess, even if you're not what we're looking for." She smiles. "No, I want to enter the contest, fair and square. I want to prove something to myself."
What does she want to prove? She might pass the IQ test, but there's no way she'll pass the bravery test. And I can't really tell if she's kind or not. We'll see.
Tulip hurries back into place. Minerva is walking among the girls, taking a head count. 21 girls, she says. That's so many potential princesses. One by one, Minerva registers them for the contest. "Okay, all but one girl is the right age," Minerva says to me. I see a little girl frowning and kicking a rock. "No fair that 7 is too young," she says, making a muscle with her arm. "I'm so strong, and I'm the best at science in my grade."
"Don't worry, little sis," an older girl says to her. "If I win, you can be my second in command."
"Really?" the girl asks, beaming. "Awesome!"
I personally wouldn't be so happy to be second in command, but maybe that's just me. Belly hands me a megaphone. "You think of everything, Belly. Thanks."
I turn to the crowd. "Okay, girls," I shout. "The first round of our contest is an IQ test."
Wendy, the tall, strong girl we met yesterday, says, "IQ stands for intelligence quotient. It basically measures how smart you are." I pass the megaphone to Ms. Jingle, who is standing beside me.
"That's exactly right," the teacher says. "But before we begin this round, I want to make one thing clear."
Everyone continues talking.
She lifts her hand and snaps twice. Everyone quiets down.
Good trick.
"If you don't do well on this test," she says, "it doesn't mean you're not smart. It just means you don't do well on these kinds of tests. Some people are book smart, some people are people smart, some people are music smart, some people are swamp smart. There are all different kinds of intelligence. But this is the best I could come up with in such a short time, and we have to narrow down our group. So, good luck, everyone!"
Minerva takes the megaphone next.
"Okay, girls, follow me into the castle library, where desks have been set up for you."
We all head into the castle. It's so nice and cool compared to outside. The maids stand in each corner, fanning the air with palm fronds. This place is obsessed with palm fronds.
The library is right off the great hall. It's a large room lined with leather-bound books. 20 desks are set up in rows, all facing a large desk at the front where Ms. Jingle takes a seat. As each girl enters the library, she's handed a test and a pencil. Minerva gives Jonah the job of walking around with extra pencils and a sharpener, just in case. I flip through the test as the girls sit down at their desks. Wow, it's 5 pages long. The first page is math and measurements. One question says, "About how wide would you say Bog Swamp is? A, 2 inches wide. B, 1 foot wide. C, 52 feet wide. D, 2,300 feet wide." I glance at the paper of a tall girl with spiky brown hair. She circled A, 2 inches wide. Oof, her hand is more than 2 inches wide. Her foot is more than 2 inches wide. I doubt she's going to make it to the next round. I look around the room and wait for the girls to finish. Tulip is hunched over the test, counting on her fingers.
I almost feel bad for her. But when she fails, Bog will get its rightful princess, a real leader. I walk to the back of the room and gasp. Belly is sitting at a desk, staring in total concentration at a question, and she's on page 5 already.
"You're entering the contest?" I whisper to Belly. I'm shocked. She seems too quiet to be a leader.
She fills in the last answer of the test and glances up at me.
"Oh, I'm not entering," she says, turning her test back to the first page. "I just took it for fun. You had one extra seat."
I tilt my head. For fun? A 5-page test?
"I like tests," she says, "but I'm not a princess. I could never be a princess. I'm just a maid."
She crumples up her test, runs to the front of the room, and throws her test in the garbage can.
"No, Belly,"
I whisper, but she's already gone.
"Ugh, this test is too long,"
the girl sitting next to Belly's empty seat mutters. "Today is my day off, and this is boring." She draws an X on the top page of the test and gets up and follows Belly out the door. Finally, after an hour passes, Ms. Jingle announces that time is up. There are groans. There are cheers. The remaining girls walk up to Ms. Jingle and hand her their tests. Ms. Jingle, Minerva, and I walk the girls out into the hallway.
"If you wait here," Ms. Jingle says to the girls, "I'll let you know the names of the finalists in about 15 minutes.
Ms. Jingle and I go back inside the library. I stand next to Ms. Jingle while she grades the tests. To move on to the next round, a contestant must get an 85% or better. I watch Ms. Jingle mark every question wrong on the first page of the first test, then the second. She doesn't bother finishing the grading, since there's no way the girl scored at least an 85. She does this several more times. Meanwhile, I look out the window and watch Prince playing outside.
"Finally," Ms. Jingle says, taking off her reading glasses. 10 girls are moving on to the next round."
10! That's perfect," I say.
We all go outside. Minerva, Lawrence, the maids, including Belly, and Jonah and I stand by the entrance while the contestants are gathered below. I glance at Belly. Her shoulders are slumped.
"I will now announce the names of the 10 finalists for Princess of Bog," Ms. Jingle says, the stack of tests in her hand.
She reads name after name. There are lots of cheers.
"And finalist number 7 is Wendy Post," Ms. Jingle announces.
"Yes, Wendy Wonder Woman. I knew she'd be a perfect princess for Bog. Of course she did well on the test."
"Finalist number 8 is Althea McDorn," Ms. Jingle says.
"Big surprise," someone mutters. "She's the smartest girl in the whole kingdom."
"Finalist number 9 is Tulip," Ms. Jingle says.
"What? Tulip? Really?" I glance over at her. Tulip doesn't look very happy about passing. That's weird.
"Go, Tulip!"
Lawrence cheers.
"And our last finalist is," Ms. Jingle says, "Belly Armstrong."
Gasps and whispers fill the crowd. The girls look at Belly with their mouths open. Minerva and the maids are in total shock. Lawrence snorts.
"Oh, please. Belly's not even a contestant. Minerva said Belly didn't hand in her test. She crumpled it up and threw it in the garbage."
"But I uncrumpled it," Ms. Jingle says, "and put it on the stack with the rest of the tests."
Oh, wow. I must have missed that. Belly tilts her head and peers at me. Should I really be one of the finalists? I hesitate. She's not my number one pick. She's too quiet. But she passed the test, so I have to support her. Also, she's nice.
"Yes," I say, "you passed the first round. You and just 9 other girls in all the kingdom."
Belly's face brightens.
Wow.
Finalists, I call out with the megaphone. We'll be heading down to the swamp in 1 hour for the next challenge. Take a break, stretch your legs, and get ready.
Jonah and I head back into the castle.
I hope Belly wins, Jonah says.
Belly? She didn't even want to enter, I say. The teacher handed in her paper for her. But she did finish really fast.
So why won't she win?
She's too quiet. No one will hear her.
Jonah shrugs.
So she'll use a megaphone. You just don't want her to win because she reminds you of Anissa and you're still mad about the carnival.
I roll my eyes.
She does remind me of Anissa. They're both way too quiet, I say. But it's still cool that Belly got as far as she did. Okay, moving on to our next challenges. Feats of bravery and kindness, right?
You really love being in charge, huh?
I smile. Yes, I do.
Well, I hope Belly wins. She's good at all the stuff she has to do in the castle.
It's her job, I remind him. He scowls.
She's good at being good at her job, then. And a princess has to be good at her job.
Jonah, clearly Wendy is meant to be princess. I know, okay? He raises an eyebrow.
Guess we'll see.